Winding up the Pocimaroy Valley meetings, David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. In the last 2 days, we've heard much from a meeting between public land permittees, also known as ranchers, and government land managers in the Pocimaroy Valley. We heard that Forest Service range specialist Bryce Jones likes what's happening.
I definitely think it was good and beneficial to be able to get everybody on the ground to see both the issues and some of the positives that have been done over the last few years and set some goals moving forward that are attainable and some accountability within the group.
We also heard from the other side that allotments were getting better. Rancher Roy Hoffman Jr. says the biggest improvement on his allotment was the development of stock water locations to keep cows from congregating in riparian zones.
Put in like 16,000 feet of pipe, kind of moved the watering troughs off of the road so they're not as visible to the public, and we've put in about 3 miles of riparian spring fences.
Forest Ranger Jones wrapped things up by suggesting it's a process that must include all opinions.
There's some accomplishments and a lot of work that the permittees have put in to range improvement. With managing public land or being permitted to graze livestock on public land, it is public land. So you can get a group out that thinks a lot similarly and come up with a lot of great ideas, but flip of that, there's going to be a group in the middle, and other flip of that, there's going to be a group on the other side that may not want any permitted livestock at all. The process ensures that we include all of those opinions, other ideas, other thoughts.
In other words, balance. David Sparks.